The story unfortunately doesn't end with the hanging of the 39 Indians. Back in Minnesota, about 60-odd Indians are left to rot and die in prison. Over and above that, Lincoln decides to deport all the Indians, Sioux and Winnebagoans, who are completely innocent, from Minnesota. And as a result of that, all the Sioux lands are opened up for settlement and speculation. And members of Lincoln's cabinet, members of his regime, of course, are very happy to make themselves rich by speculating in Indian lands. Meanwhile, the Sioux and the Winnebago are sent to Dakota Territory, but only arrive there when it's too late to plant corn, so they can't feed themselves, and of course they're again are hit by starvation and disease. The whole thing's a human disaster, and the 39 hanged are the least of it. And Lincoln's responsible.
1862. The year General Pope had decimated the Santee Sioux was also the year in which Abraham Lincoln's great struggle to drive the Confederacy back into the Union had run to the sand.
Well, the first year or so of the war does not go very well for the North. They lose most of the battles, particularly in the Eastern Theater in Virginia.